This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A basin is now using 100% renewable energy to power its ski area. The resort operator says it reached the milestone ahead of schedule. It's part of A Basin's pledge to be carbon neutral by 2025. The ski resort is partnering with XL Energy and Longmont-based Jack's Solar Farm during its transition. The Colorado Supreme Court has ruled that the Adams 14 school district had no right to sue the state after losing its accreditation. CPR's Balo Shalsada has more.
In 2022, the State Board of Education ordered Adams 14 to reorganize with neighboring districts due to low test scores. The district responded with a lawsuit. The State Education Board backed down in August after the reorganization committee said changes would hurt students. Monday's ruling ended the district's lawsuit, and an improvement plan will move forward. In their decision, the judges also threw out a rule that said subordinate political entities, like school boards, couldn't sue the state over normal oversight. I'm Paul Shalsada, CPR News.
In the next several days, officials in Fremont County say they will begin notifying families whose loved ones were among the human remains discovered at a funeral home in Penrose. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The Fremont County Coroner's Office says the remains of at least 189 people were improperly stored at the Return to Nature Funeral Home. Initial reports put the number at 115. An investigation into the business began earlier this month when local residents reported a foul smell in the area. All of the remains have been relocated to the El Paso County Coroner's Office, where work to identify them has been underway. A criminal investigation is ongoing. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Come find more at cpr.org.